Title: NLRB Adopts Volatile New Standard for Evaluating Work Rules. Content: On August 2, 2023, the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB or Board, issued its decision in Stericycle Incorporated, 372 NLRB No. 113, 2023, Stericycle, overruling the standards established in the Boeing Company, 365 NLRB No. 154, 2017, Boeing, and LA Specialty Produce Company, 368 NLRB No. 93, 2019, LA Specialty Produce, for determining whether facially neutral work rules violate Section 8(a)(1) of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA. The standard the board sets forth in Stericycle applies to union and non-union workplaces and goes far further than simply overruling cases decided during the Trump administration. Under the new standard, a work rule is presumptively unlawful if it has a reasonable tendency to chill employees from exercising their rights when viewed from the perspective of the reasonable employee, even if a contrary interpretation of the rule is also reasonable. Once established, the employer must prove that 1. The rule advances a legitimate and substantial business interest, and 2. That the employer is unable to advance that interest with a more narrowly tailored rule. Boeing, LA Specialty Produce, and facially neutral work rules during the Obama administration, the board increasingly used the standard established in Lutheran Heritage Village Livonia, 343 NLRB No. 646, 2004, to invalidate neutral work rules to the point where nearly any language contained in their employment agreements, handbooks, and other policies could put an employer at risk of being found in violation of the NLRA. Among many others, this included non-disclosure and non-disparagement clauses in various policies and agreements distributed to employees, social media confidentiality, generally confidentiality of investigations, handbook disclosure provisions, at-will employment policies, and at-will acknowledgments speaking to the media, no solicitation / no distribution for employees, access rights for non-employees, insignia and dress code recordings and cameras, equal employment opportunity harassment on duty, conduct chain of command restrictions on employee use of email and other communications systems, fraternization bulletin boards and electronic message boards, surveillance and security protocols, company logos, copyrights, and trademarks, conflict of interest employee complaint procedures, probationary periods, performance review policies and procedures, disciplinary policies, promotion and transfer policies, speaking with government agencies, non-cooperation provisions in Boeing. The Trump board revised the standard for evaluating neutral work rules to a balancing test that weighed the rule's impact on an employee's ability to exercise their rights under the NLRA and an employer's legitimate business interests. In LA Specialty Produce, the board clarified that work rules would be divided into three separate categories: 1. Rules that the board designates as lawful to maintain, 2. Rules that warrant individualized scrutiny, and 3. Rules that the board designates as unlawful to maintain. After many years of increasing volatility, the standards established in Boeing and LA Specialty Produce gave employers a level of stability and predictability in their ability to maintain discipline and productivity in the workplace. A drawn-out yet predictable return, as we previously reported, the NLRB announced in late December 2021 and early January 2022 that it sought public comment on whether to reconsider two significant standards: the independent contractor standard established in Super Shuttle DFW Incorporated, 367 NLRB No. 75, 2019, and the standard for assessing the lawfulness of facially neutral work rules established in Boeing/LA Specialty Produce. We addressed the independent contractor standard in another recent blog post. With respect to facially neutral work rules, the board sought input on the following questions: should the board continue to adhere to the standard adopted in Boeing and revised in LA Specialty Produce? In what respects, if any, should the board modify existing law addressing the maintenance of employer work rules to better ensure that the board interprets work rules in a way that accounts for the economic dependence of employees on their employers and the related potential for a work rule to chill the exercise of Section 7 rights by employees? The board properly allocates the burden of proof in cases challenging an employee